Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, why is Merrick Garland so silent? Is there more coming? A new press release or a new article from Newsweek shows that there's dissent within the FBI and disagreement over this raid. Will we unpack that and so much more? I love hearing from you. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up. Everybody here, we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Where is Merrick Garland? You would think that after you raid a former president's home, that you would at least get a press release. You'd think that the DOJ would mention this in passing. Silence. Nothing. You go to justice.gov. They have this Justice Department establishes Reproductive Rights Task Force. Justice.gov, they have clicks of links of COVID-19 relief fraud scheme. Massachusetts construction company owner indicted for tax crimes. Okay. Nothing about the raid of a president? To give an idea of how extraordinary this raid was, it was a 9.5-hour occupation, including over 30 agents, equivalent of 180 man hours, where Trump's staff were literally kicked out of Mar-a-Lago. And now we're just waiting in anticipation. Where is Merrick Garland? In Sun Tzu's Art of War, there's a great quote that says, "One may know the condition of a whole army from the behavior of a single man." Now, the silence is something I didn't anticipate. The raid surprised me to some extent, the timing of it. But generally, when I thought about it, we predict it here on this program. But Merrick Garland, being the Attorney General of the United States, owes the country, hey, how did this happen exactly? What was the reason for it? Why could you have not issued a subpoena? Why a raid? Just so everyone understands, a raid is only necessary if you believe a crime is currently being committed or property is about to be destructed. Donald Trump was not even at Mar-a-Lago. How could you believe that property was about to be destroyed? And the judge who signed off on it is a very corrupt, weird dude. He's a very strange person. And we'll get more into the judge in a second. Signed off on this. So here's my theory. There's only two explanations for why Merrick Garland is silent. There's only two explanations for this. And no one else is really talking about it. Why is Merrick Garland silent? Where is he? It has now been 36 hours post-raid, and we don't have a press release. We don't have a tweet. We don't have a press conference. We don't have a comment from the nation's top law enforcement officer. Two explanations. Number one, and by the way, these actually could be both true. They're not exclusive, or they could be exclusive. Number one, more is coming. That's the first explanation. That there will be more raids and more confiscations. Just yesterday, this confirms the current theory. Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, had his phone seized by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They are not stopping. I don't want to make you too afraid or too paranoid. However, if Merrick Garland is silent, it means that the window of the raiding and of the confiscating is not yet over. Merrick Garland wants to let this play out and then do a press conference. That's horrifying, but it's very realistic. That's the first explanation. The second potential explanation is that something went wrong. Somebody might have jumped the gun. Somebody might have signed off on something that was unnecessary. Somebody might have misunderstood. This whole thing very well could have been an internal mistake by the Department of Justice. Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, Charlie, of course they want to raid it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it is more than conceivable that our government is both evil, corrupt, and incompetent. You could be a mixture of all of that. Now, I do believe that people at the top level are cunning and Machiavellian and deceitful. But it's also conceivable that they might have messed up. You see, if you're the Attorney General of the United States and under your watch, you bring armed agents into Mar-a-Lago. And by the way, let me just say this. Praise God, no one got hurt. You got Secret Service watching over the property and you got federal agents coming. This could have been a friendly fire firefight. Praise God that didn't happen. Now, allegedly, they tipped them off and they said they were coming a couple hours or minutes beforehand. But still, I mean, why the guns, FBI? Answer, shock and awe, intimidation. They want you to submit. However, if you're Merrick Garland and this is considered to be a success, why has Merrick Garland not taken a victory lap yet? Where is Merrick Garland coming out and saying this was necessary? You'll see what happens. You'll see why we did it. And we stand by this. They're not even defending it. That's what's so confusing to me. And it should be for you. And I want your thoughts, by the way, freedom@charliekirk.com, because the silence of Garland, I think, is very instructive. Now, both could be true, by the way. More might be coming. All the while, something might have went wrong. They might have went too heavy. Could you imagine if someone misunderstood in a meeting? Hey, go subpoena Trump's documents. And someone thought they said, go raid Trump's documents. That's unlikely, by the way. But I'm only inferring that because of the silence of the FBI. By the way, it's 30 agents for 9 hours would be 270 man hours. Sorry, I screwed up my math a little bit. Catherine emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, don't be surprised. This is the left's MO. They lob a bomb and won't respond. Call you names and walk away. They didn't make a mistake. It is possible they're planning more. Watch your back. That's why I led with that. But there is still something suspicious about the silence of it. And even the liberal media is starting to get a little bit nervous about this whole thing. The New Yorker comes out with an article and says that the silence is not here. After the Trump raid, silence is not an option for Merrick Garland. That is 19 hours ago. New York Post says, if Merrick Garland doesn't give a solid, fast reason for raiding Trump's home, he probably just reelected him. Every day Merrick Garland is silent about the raid, the more they are losing the court of public opinion. 270 man hours, a 9.5 hour occupation. Jamie emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Garland isn't taking credit for his terroristic raid on Mar-a-Lago because he was forced into it by somebody else. There's something not right here. And if you think this is all according to plan, it's unusual because they're losing even Democrats on this. They're losing independents on this. Even the Democrat media's like, I don't know if we love this. Front page of the New York Times, high stakes gamble in divided nation. That's not exactly a victory lap for the New York Times to cover your raid. High stakes gamble in a divided nation. I think it's most likely that they're not done. Why would Merrick Garland speak when this was just the pregame? They go after Scott Perry's cell phone. Who else are they targeting? Who else are they thinking of raiding? There's something else here, everybody. We have to be on our guard. We have to look a level deeper. Garland, and this is what's so frustrating. Garland has not even been asked to go in front of Congress for this, obviously, because Democrats are controlling it. The silence is instructive. And there's a pattern here. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer and the Bible, or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who's one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. Why do we need to continue to have an FBI? That is a very serious and simple question. We can have state-run agencies. Now, the answer was the FBI came into being because of interstate crimes, primarily because of bank robberies. Now, of course, there's some good things the FBI does. That's not what I'm saying. Even Ron Paul would say that. Going after child sex trafficking, going after, you know, interstate gang activity, cartel activity. But even that seems to have diminished in recent years to be more focused on moms and dads that show up at school board meetings. And this, the front page of the Justice Department website. While all this is happening, the first thing on their website is this. Justice Department files lawsuit and proposed consent decrees to end long-running conspiracy to suppress worker pay at poultry processing plants and address deceptive abuses against poultry growers. Look, this might be a major issue for some of you in the audience, the suppressed pay at poultry plants. Why is that exactly the focus of the Department of Justice? How about the next one? Justice Department establishes Reproductive Rights Task Force. And this one, Attorney General Merrick B. Garland's statement on Supreme Court ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson. Now, isn't that interesting? By the way, if we're looking into poultry plants, why don't we investigate why they're all burning down? It's totally, that's a tangent. But isn't it interesting how quickly Merrick Garland and Joe Biden and all them speak out when Roe versus Wade is repealed, and they're silent when their own Stasi raids Mar-a-Lago? Why is that? There might be more coming. As I mentioned yesterday, Scott Perry is evidence to show that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is not done. Republican Representative Scott Perry said Tuesday the FBI had seized his phone. This morning while traveling with my family, three FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone. The search is connected to an investigation being conducted by the Justice Department Inspector General. While Perry has not said why his phone was seized, the watchdog is also investigating the actions of former Justice Department Jeffrey Clark and potentially others. So I guess you could just go and grab lawmakers' cell phones now? How is that not a violation of separation of powers? How is that not a violation of the executive branch and the legislative branch being co-equal branches? Under this precedent, why can't Congress, if we get back Congress in January, just walk into the FBI and go grab all of their cell phones? Why can't Scott Perry, as chairman of the Freedom Caucus, just walk into the FBI and IRS building and just go grab all their cell phones? Hey, here's a question for you. Was Eric Swalwell's cell phone ever confiscated for having an affair with a Chinese spy and lying about it and being a wholly owned and operated, let's just say, voluntary participant in Chinese intelligence with Fang Fang? Oh, no, we don't grab cell phones for that. Was Ilhan Omar's cell phone ever grabbed by the Department of Justice for likely committing marriage fraud and immigration fraud? Was Hunter Biden's cell phone? Well, actually, we didn't have to grab Hunter Biden's cell phone. He gave it to us himself. These lunatics. Ever grabbed for a fake and fraudulent gun application that was filled out? Scott Perry said they made no attempt to contact my lawyer who should have made arrangements for them to have my phone if that was their wish. I'm outraged, though not surprised. Now, look, I'm actually, it's funny. I was going to send Scott Perry a text message here. Scott Perry voted for that gay marriage awful bill a couple weeks ago. He's the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm very upset with him, but I'll hear him out. Scott Perry, the very same people you thought that you could get to stop hating you because you voted for that gay marriage bill, just took your cell phone. Stop trying to make peace with these people. Lawmaker representing Pennsylvania's 10th District was cited more than 50 times in a Senate Judiciary report, outlining how Trump's effort to overturn his election defeat to Joe Biden brought the Justice Department to the brink of chaos and prompted top officials there and the White House officials to resign. But it's not just Scott Perry. Remember Roger Stone? Dinesh D'Souza? Steve Bannon just got convicted? Paul Manafort? James O'Keefe's apartment was raided as a journalist? Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer's apartment, was raided? They're not going to stop. And so one of the only explanations of the overwhelming sound of silence, as Simon and Garfunkel would say, is that there is more coming. But I do think, and again, I could be proven wrong here, I think that there is a little bit of chaos going in with the DOJ right now. I think that somebody jumped the gun, somebody did something they shouldn't have done. There is something on the warrant or the judge or the process that was not as precise as they would have liked. I could be totally wrong about this, but it's a gut, and our gut is usually right here. Garland, even if there was more coming, probably would come out and speak a little bit. Not a press release, not a tweet, not a statement. And what a shame and a disgrace. You raid a president's home and the attorney general is silent? Unacceptable. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Charlie. I bet Merrick Garland resigns before the end of the year. That's right. That is my guess. My guess is Merrick Garland will resign before the end of the year and go help his son-in-law push for critical race theory in classrooms and go make money at some high-priced law firm. My gut was right, according to this story that just broke in the last couple of minutes. Remember, I said, why is Merrick Garland silent? What is going on here? Well, a new story, exclusive FBI informant has spoken to Newsweek. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was based largely on information from an FBI confidential human source who was able to identify what classified documents former Donald Trump was still hiding, even the location of those documents. The officials who have direct knowledge of the FBI's deliberations and were granted anonymity in order to discuss sensitive matters, said the raid of Donald Trump's Florida residence was deliberately timed to occur when the former president was away. So either this right here, what I'm about to read, confirms my gut as to Merrick Garland's silence, that there was a mistake made internally, which I think might be true, or this whole thing is an op that I'm about to read. I might just be reading a total op, and these people might not be as dumb as they're admitting. But wait till you hear this. It's shockingly stupid. FBI decision makers in Washington and Miami thought that denying the former president a photo opportunity or a platform for which to grandstand would lower the profile of what they call the event. As if just raiding somebody's private home is, we have a right to your home. We're the FBI. The effort to keep the raid low-key failed, according to the FBI. It prompted a serious and furious response from GOP leaders and Trump supporters. What a spectacular backfire, says the justice official. You really didn't expect a backfire? So there's only one or two explanations. That Operation Melania's Closet which will we're now going to call this Operation Crossdresser, is what we should call it. Just kind of in the spirit of J. Edgar Hoover's degeneracy. They really are so insulated with people that hate Donald Trump, they don't believe anybody still supports this man, or this whole thing is a lie that I'm reading from Newsweek. Both could be true. This is what the Department of Justice official says. I know there is much speculation out there that this is political persecution, but it really is the best and worst of the bureaucracy in action, the Department of Justice official says. Look, the FBI wanted to punctuate the fact that this was a routine law enforcement action, stripped of any political overtones, and yet they got the exact opposite. You go raid the Winter White House and you go raid Trump's home, like, oh, no, this is not political, okay? No, trust us, this is a routine law enforcement action. Both senior government officials say the raid was scheduled with no political motive. Can you believe this? This is what they say to Newsweek. And this is Garland silent because I think he said, what just happened? There is a chance they did this without the approval of Merrick Garland too. There is a chance, and I just want to cushion this a little bit, that there's a deep state within the deep state. Think about that. I'm not handicapping that too greatly. I think Garland is the orchestrator. I think Biden knew about this too. I think some of this might be a cover-up operation for Joe Biden as well. Again, these are all speculation. It's theory. But according to this story, there is chaos within the DOJ right now. And we can't forget, by the way, Christopher Wray, who just testified in front of Congress. Now, this entire story I'm reading from Newsweek could all be a major op, but I'm going to keep reading it because even in the slightest chance it's true, it shows our gut instinct on this program. We're going the right way. Our gut is correct. Okay. Both senior government officials say the raid was scheduled with no political motive. The FBI solely intent on recovering highly classified documents that were illegally removed from the White House. Wrong. Preparations to conduct such an operation began weeks ago, but in planning the date and time, the FBI field office and Washington headquarters were focused on the former president's scheduled return to Florida from his residences in New York and New Jersey. Wait, if it's not political, then why are you worrying about Trump's visits? Wouldn't you just go do it? The second source who told Newsweek, a senior intelligence official said, quote, they were seeking to avoid any media circus. So even though everything made sense bureaucratically and the FBI feared that the documents might be destroyed, they also created the very firestorm they sought to avoid in ignoring the fallout. I almost refuse to believe that our government is this stupid. If our government is this stupid, you are not safe. There will be a terrorist attack, a dirty bomb, another mass shooting sometime soon. If our government is this dumb, arm yourself because you are not in good hands. On about Monday, about 10 a.m. Eastern, two dozen FBI agents and technicians showed up at Donald Trump's Florida home. Documents that might be in possession of Trump under the provisions of the 1970 Presidential Records Act, which obviously came after Nixon. The act established the presidential records are the property of the U.S. government, not a president's private property, put in place after Watergate. The act concerns about illegal possession of classified national defense information. So what do I mean by an op? By the way, I might be this entire article I'm reading by Newsweek where they say, oh, it was a backfire. This might all be orchestrated by Garland to plant the story because there's been such backlash that he had nothing to do with it. So this whole Newsweek story very well might be an operation by the Bureau itself to plant a fake story as if we didn't know it was going to be this bad. It was just a routine law enforcement operation. Damage control, otherwise known as. So this Newsweek story confirms one of the two explanations of Garland's silence. According to this story, of which it could be incorrect, this whole thing could be damage control, smokescreen, and synthetic. It shows the quote that they thought they were just doing their job going to Mar-a-Lago, and they did not anticipate any of the backlash. Again, this is what they said. This is what the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Justice, as Donald Trump would say, they are not sending their best. Either these people are outright total liars or they really are this stupid. An unnamed Department of Justice official says, quote, I know there is much speculation out there that this is political persecution, but it really is the best and worst of the bureaucracy in action. Do you believe them? Freedom at charliekirk.com. The entire operation was conducted relatively stealthily. No FBI were seen in their iconic blue windbreakers announcing the presence of the Bureau. And though local law enforcement was present, the Palm Beach Police Department was careful to not tweet on Tuesday. Or to tweet on Tuesday, they didn't know about a specific search warrant. Ah, but here is the end of the article. Again, this is breaking in real time. The senior Justice Department official says that Garland was regularly briefed on the Records Act investigation and that he knew about the grand jury and the material federal prosecutors were seeking. He insists, though, that Garland had no prior knowledge of the date and time and specific of the raid, nor was he asked to approve it. Quote, I know it's hard for people to believe, said the official, but this is a matter for the U.S. attorney and the FBI. No, it's not a matter of hard to believe. I refuse to believe it. FBI Director Christopher Wray ultimately gave his go-ahead to conduct the raid. It really is a case of the Bureau misreading the impact. You know why Christopher Wray misread the impact? Because Christopher Wray was probably partying with Peter Strzok and James Comey and Lisa Page and people that should be in leg irons and handcuffs serving decades in prison for doing this same sort of thing. And no one was held accountable from the Russiagate investigation. So why would the Bureau stop? According to this whistleblower, FBI Director Christopher Wray gave his go-ahead, and the senior justice official said it really is the case of the Bureau misreading the impact. Am I really supposed to believe the FBI is this stupid that somehow we were going to put up with this? That the Rubicon being crossed of them raiding Trump's home, that we were going to tolerate this? Maybe. Diane says, Charlie, the government is that stupid. Check out the fake Patriot Front group. That is the FBI. They think we are stupid. Diane, you're not wrong. So it could go either way. If this story is true, this is an even greater reason to defund and disassemble the FBI. And guess what? If this story is true, this means that my gut instinct that Garland is worried and that's why he's not coming out and speaking, it shows that finally we now can play offense against the administrative state. We now have the opening where they admit they did something they should not have done. If this story is true, a blatant, transparent violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, not to mention just going against a future political opponent. Donald Trump is going to run again in 2024. In the past week, the prosecutor in the case, as if we need a prosecutor in this case to prosecute National Archives, and local assistant U.S. attorney went to local Florida judge magistrate Bruce Reinhart in West Palm Beach to seek approval for the search of Donald Trump's private residence. The affidavit is to obtain the search warrant, the intelligence source says, and to contain abundant and persuasive detail that Trump continued to possess the relevant records in violation of federal law and that investigators had sufficient information to prove those records were located at Mar-a-Lago. According to the DOJ source, according to Newsweek, in order for the investigators to convince the Florida judge to approve such an unprecedented raid, the information had to be solid, which the FBI claimed. There's something else going on here. And by the way, even though this confirms my original suspicions that there is something wrong with Garland's silence, I actually think that this whole thing is damage control. This is a CYA operation. But it could be true. It could be true. The FBI is so stupid that they are blown away by the backlash of raiding Trump's home. I think Garland resigns before the end of the year. He does not want to have to deal with a Republican Congress with this. He doesn't have the stomach for it. And I just want to reiterate something. I've never seen the MAGA base this angry, ever. Ever. And by the way, we're going to say this once, we'll say it again. Stay peaceful. They're going to try to provoke you towards violence. The feds would love nothing more than to see violence. Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. These people that are like, oh, we're going to go to Washington, D.C. and protest outside the FBI building. Bad idea. Go register voters, okay? Go run for office. Just stay out of D.C., okay? They'll infiltrate your ranks. They'll Ray Epps you 2.0. Do not do that. And let me be very clear. Do not show up at Mar-a-Lago with a weapon. That's a waste of time, okay? I'll tell you when to show up for a rally. That's not a good idea. That will give the feds an opportunity to win back the narrative war, okay? They would love to go send some undercover agents to some of these gatherings. Don't do it. Stay peaceful. Do constructive things. So here's what this Newsweek article tells me. Exclusive. Informer told FBI what docs Trump was hiding and where. That's not even, that's a terrible headline, honestly. The rest of the story, this is obviously planted by Merrick Garland. And at the end, you could tell why. This entire article here, again, these people think we're so stupid. They think we're dumb in the media, too, because they're like, oh, they wouldn't know we planted the story. How do you know this story was planted? Quote, the senior justice source says that Garland was, yes, regularly briefed on the Records Act investigation, but he insists, though, that Garland had no prior knowledge of the date and time and of the specific raid, nor who he is asked to approve it. I know it's hard for people to believe, but this was a matter of the U.S. attorney and the FBI. This is 100% leaked by Garland. Garland is trying to save face to try to hold on to his position for a little bit. The justice official said this. The effort to keep the raid low-key failed. Instead, it prompted a furious response from GOP leaders and Trump supporters. Quote, what a spectacular backfire. Now, that part actually feels authentic. It does. But there is now going to be a coming schism. Remember, they'll always fight among themselves between the FBI and the Department of Justice. This article right here is throwing the FBI under the bus. And so Garland is silent, I think, because there is friction and tension within the DOJ building right now. And if it is true, if this article is true and the FBI did jump the gun, if the FBI did cut in line, if the FBI did do this, then they're all going to leak on each other into oblivion. If they were not in lockstep. It's not that Garland didn't approve it. It's not that Garland wasn't aware of it. There's also timing. There is tactics. There is strategy. There's all these different sorts of things that are surrounding it. And now that the backlash is bipartisan and even getting into the liberal media, I mean, look at this. This is CNN. This is one of the reasons why CNN, not one of the reasons why probably the DOJ is leaking stories. Why is Garland silent? Play cut 45. This is CNN.
If this becomes a Presidential Records Act violation, not more, do you think it is enough to warrant all of this?
No, it's not enough to warrant all this. And this is a daring and dangerous move by the Department of Justice to serve a warrant on a former president and to raid his personal residence.
Daring and dangerous move on somebody's personal residence. Now, even the most radical left-wing partisans are thinking to themselves, I don't know if we like this. Now, obviously, the ACLU is totally quiet. Obviously, the ACLU and all these other civil rights, quote unquote, civil liberty organizations are completely silent and quiet. We wouldn't expect anything out of them. But Andrew Yang to Andrew Cuomo to many people on the left are saying, hold on a second, I don't like this. And we're just supposed to believe this is the FBI doing their business. I don't buy it, and you should not either. And this is just the beginning. We're never going to forget this. As we said, this is the Rubicon. We're going to disassemble the FBI. The administrative state is going to be completely torn apart. We need to have state AGs, as we said yesterday, start raiding Democrats left and right lawfully. I hope that state AGs start to do this. The gloves are off. It's over. It's done. You crossed the Rubicon. You raided Mar-a-Lago. I don't want apologies. I don't want explanations. I want terminations. I want arrests. I want people in jail. We want handcuffs and we want leg irons. You don't raid Trump's home and act as if it's okay. It's not going to happen. You went after Stone, and we said, oh, that's too bad. We went after D'Souza, we said, oh, that's too bad. We went after Navarro, we said, that's too bad. We went after Bannon, we said, that's too bad. You went after Perry and took a cell phone. We went after Eastman and took a cell phone. We went after O'Keefe and raided his apartment, and you raided Giuliani's apartment. We're not going to put up with that anymore. Game on. Rubicon crossed. We're going to win. You're going to lose. And guess what? This article shows you're actually really worried. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.